Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We made the first transition from the impending doom of, quote, evildoers, Psalm 37, 1 and 2, to those who are encouraged to, quote, do good, verse 3. We noted David's string of inspired suggestions, quote, trust in the Lord, delight yourself in the Lord, commit your way to the Lord, and rest in the Lord, verses 3 to 7. But each of these has a built-in incentive to do them. If we trust in him, we will, quote, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness, verse 3. A life of faith is a life of fruit. If we do what we're enjoined, we will have what he enjoys. This will logically result in us delighting ourselves in the Lord. And the result? Quote, he shall give you the desires of your heart, verse 4. That makes sense, because my delight in him will increase my desire for him. His desires will become mine, and I will happily say, not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22:42. But the cascade of blessings continues. Wanting his will leads me to follow his way. And though the journey is sometimes long and uphill and often torturous, we receive increasing evidence that, quote, he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37, verse 5. Bring what to pass? I know the answer, because I read the next verse. Quote, he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Verse 6. Ah, that's it. He will vindicate his people, bringing to light their kindnesses and prayers, correcting false aspersions and misunderstandings about them. Or to put it another way, quote, the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Inward resting shows itself in outward relying. David knew about the challenge of waiting, quote, patiently for him, Psalm 37, verse 7. It was 20 long years between his being anointed and being crowned. But, dear saints, the perfect day is coming.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.